you have to understand the collusion between business and Beijing and the government. Beijing, they want the business sector to dominate. And the business will be naturally pro-Beijing because they want to do business in China. So their sons and daughters and the princeling of the Communist Party are very good friends, and they do business together in China. And so this collusion of the big capitalists, the tycoons, and the Beijing government work for both of them. Beijing can use them to control Hong Kong, and they can use Beijing to have business in China. So it's a very good honeymoon situation for the relationship between Beijing and the capitalists. And in this setup, all workers' rights for sure will be sacrificed. It's the same setup as the past, but it's just a change from the British capitalists to the Hong Kong capitalists. Now, of course, we are worried from Hong Kong capitalists to the state-owned enterprise. So there, the transition of the capitalist structure may be there. But this capitalist structure, even though changed from British to Hong Kong, Hong Kong to state-owned enterprise, the red capitalists, it's the same. All exploit workers. And therefore, the CTU mission in Hong Kong is for workers, but then in order to do that, we have to break the dominance of the political structure by the big capitalists, both in Legislative Council and in the chief executive election. And to give you an example, in 97, I passed a law on collective bargaining during the final year of the British rule. But even if I passed the law on collective bargaining, immediately after 97, my law only survived for 8 weeks and was freezed by the new government and abolished by the Legislative Council. So you can see the relationship between workers' rights and this political structure. And they would never want Hong Kong Union to grow strong.